With Jean-Paul Sartre, on the banks of the Waikato. On that day, I was turning 21. I had the feeling that my life was almost done. But then, with his glasses on his nose and his hands thrust deep into his pockets, along a towpath he came striding. "I've had enough of post-war French melees," he blurted out. "I'm looking for the authentic act." I'd drunk some beers. I'd sunk a dry white cask. So I wasn't the least bit taken aback. I looked him in the eye and had my say. "Caught between the inside and the out, like a long-legged fly astride the meniscus, I'm crawling on the skin of the world, disconsolate lobster stranded on time's shore. What have you got to say to that?" He took his time, like one who has used his life in thought. "That girl there, in your arms, I'd like to hear what she has got to say about it all." And all she had to say was, "Tomorrow will be Christmas Day. It's like a movie, isn't it?" "Which movie were you thinking of?" asked Jean-Paul. And I realized he could be a sneaky bastard. "Keep your hands to yourself. You're old enough to be her father. Hey, boys, leave the rough stuff to the men who know how to do that kind of thing. I think it's time for a swim." And she was in, clothes and all. Talk about authentic acts. She was the real McCoy. I'd only met her at the pub an hour before, and there she was, waving from midstream like one whose life could sail on or else sink beneath. We went later, after she had toweled herself with her dress and sprawled in the sun to dry the rest, to the pub, where Jean-Paul had vermouth, I had schnapps, and she an ouzo.